if they leave the amendment out, penalizing our children, because that is something that is not federally required. That's something that we are putting on our students in Mississippi for whatever reason, that we plan to recommit the bill back to the committee with instructions to put that amendment back in there. Now, we've got to get 62 votes on the House floor to do that. We've got to get our conferees to agree with that. But if you get 62 votes in the House of Representatives, you can do anything from putting this amendment back in the committee to not adjourning. You can even replace the Speaker of the House with 62 votes.